What does the state government agency say to the dairy farmer in the upper southeast of the state who's battling 2 years of drought, over $500,000 in debt, and was told not to apply for a drought concessional loan, which is the only significant financial assistance that is available for South Australian farmers?
I would be very surprised if they've been told by government or anyone in the know not to apply for any government assistance. Those loans and schemes are available, and there's an assessment process. We've had people out on the ground talking to our farmers about those.
Farmers into Western Victoria are obviously celebrating an $80 million commitment made by their state government, in addition to a $27 million package that was rolled out a number of months ago. The sum that's available to Victorian farmers by comparison to South Australians is quite significant. Victoria has access to almost $100 million in drought relief measures. Does the South Australian government see this as a major failing of their farmers in South Australia?
I don't think it's anything to do with the failing or otherwise of our farmers. I think they're different packages meeting different needs. So we've been out on the ground and we had a workshop with our minister earlier in the year and late last year, and there's been a number of other workshops happened. We have Peter Crewe on the ground talking directly to our farmers around what are their needs. If you look at the Victoria one, obviously their area is considerably larger. I believe that the rainfall deficiency has been in place for a lot longer. But they've also got some really big infrastructure numbers. So,
of course, when you compare two regions, they're going to be different needs. Water infrastructure has been a significant investment made by the Victorian government over there. That's not something that South Australian farmers necessarily need, but farmers are calling out for some kind of financial assistance from their state government. Can they expect any money to be committed to drought relief from the state?
We have committed, so we put together a package late last year, early this year, with Peter Crewe as the drought coordinator and some other programs. We've invested in rural business support, delivering a farm business scheme. So that is rolling out with the dairy industry as we speak. And we have a number of other programs that have been rolled out as part of that package.
But looking a little more specifically into that package that you've just alluded to,
yeah.
I've been across this issue for probably about 6 to 8 months. And looking at what's actually in there, it looks as though it's just $30,000 that has come from the state government to employ, as you said, an extra person in that rural financial counselling service. How much has the actual package cost the state government?
With the package of measures that we put out to the state, including biosecurity programs, we're up over $2 million in terms of straight out of PIRSA coffers. So it's a lot more than the $30,000 that went to rural business support.
But the biosecurity, that's separate from the drought issue. How much has been committed?
If you focus on the upper southeast, yes.
Okay, so if we're looking at how much the state government has committed in terms of drought relief, how much has been spent?
I can't speak for other agencies. We have invested probably roughly $500,000 in the last little while, in the last sort of 6 months.
So the state of play is that about half a million dollars has been dedicated to listening to what farmers want and employing some services.
Additional support on the ground.
Additional, okay. So there's that, and then there's Victoria, who's got access to almost $100 million in drought relief measures. How do you think that actually positions farmers in the southeast who are battling 2 years of drought, very similar conditions to Western Victoria, and are virtually been given nothing?
I'm not in a position to comment on the difference between the packages. I'll just hold to, we are really trying to understand what our farmers want. They have been sharing with us what they're looking for, and it is focused more on the personal support and the technical information.
Can South Australian farmers expect significant investment made to support them in response to the drought, similar to what's going on in Victoria? Will the government be rolling out a multi-million dollar package?
We need to hear from the farmers as to what they are looking for, and that is the whole purpose of the Upper Southeast Drought Package, the information provision,